The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And it's The Hard Shoulder with Anton in for Kieran. The noise around the passing, the potential passing of Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill continues to be deafening, with spats increasing between him and a number of other Republicans. And of course, the key spat between him and Elon Musk flaring up again. Under all of that, there is the bill itself and what it actually contains. To look at both of those things, I'm joined by US-based journalist Harriet Alexander. Harriet, can we go to the material at the heart of this before we go to the bun fight around it? The bill itself does what?
So essentially, it's going to be increasing the tax cuts. It's going to provide a lot more money for the wealthiest Americans, and it's going to reduce some of the Social Security payments that the poorest in the United States rely on. It's going to do a lot of other things as well. It's going to roll back some of the support for clean energy, which, of course, was introduced by Joe Biden. There's going to be a lot more money for the military and for border security. It's a very broad bill, and as you said, it's been very controversial trying to get this passed.
Now, from what you've described thus far, that sounds like the kind of thing that's right in the wheelhouse of traditional conservative Republicans. Why then the opposition from some Republicans?
Well, the problem is that so many of their constituents actually rely on these social security policies. So, for instance, it's calculated that over the next decade, 12 million Americans are going to lose their health insurance as a result of this bill. It's going to cut the money which goes to help people pay for food. It's called SNAP in the United States. It's going to cut that food assistance by 20%. So, you know, that harms their constituents, and that's something that the members of Congress are particularly worried about.
And the opposition from Elon Musk and the anger from Elon Musk, that seems to be rooted mainly, am I right in saying, in the fact that it will raise the level of US national debt?
Yes, very much so. So he insists this has nothing to do with the green energy support that was previously there that's being rolled back, which, of course, has helped Tesla. He says that it's purely about the government debt, which over the course of the next decade will rise by $3.3 trillion. So to put that into perspective, that's the equivalent of spending $1 million every day for the next 9,000 years. That's how much money is going to be added to the deficit. And Musk says that this is unacceptable, and he's called it a ticking time bomb.
And the two men are back squabbling. We previously had Elon Musk implying that Donald Trump was complicit in the kind of activities that Jeffrey Epstein was involved in. And we had Donald Trump calling Elon Musk crazy. They're back at it again.
They are indeed, yes. So Musk has been saying that this is debt slavery. He said this morning, what's the point of a debt ceiling if we keep on raising it? And Donald Trump is hitting back. He has said that perhaps he should turn DOGE, of course, the Department of Government Efficiency, on Elon Musk himself and look at the subsidies that Musk has been receiving for Tesla. And he even suggested that he should be deported and sent back to South Africa.
Harriet, thank you very much. That is Harriet Alexander there reporting for us from the US.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.